Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Wow.
Proper festive, isn't it, eh?
Lizzie told me it looked good, but this is stunning.
Hours of sweat and tears went into them kissing bows.
I can imagine. I'm so sorry I didn't get down yesterday. I was fearfully busy.
Work your fingers to the bone, Vicky Tucker and me. Look at my hand, all scratched from the ollie.
Oh, dear, yes, I can see.
Folk just don't appreciate the labour that goes into creating a thing of beauty.
Morning!
Vicky!
Hello, Nigel.
I was just saying to Joe, you two have transformed this barn. It looks wonderful.
Yes, we're quite proud of ourselves.
It must have taken you forever.
Oh, but we had such a laugh setting it up, didn't we, Joe? With plenty of cider punch to oil the wheels.
And you had a good crowd yesterday.
Hordes of them.
We're in danger of running out of ribbon.
And I had to send Eddie out first thing to find us some more mistletoe.
Well, there's plenty about in the Arboretum. Anyway, must get on. I'm glad it's going so well. And thanks so much for all your hard work.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
See you later.
Bye, Nigel.
Bye. Right. Now, where do we put that stepladder?
Why do you want that?
Oh, you made up these price tags last night.
What for?
For the kissing bows, of course. Oh, I lost count of the folk yesterday who asked if they could buy one ready made.
Oh, but I thought you were going to sell them down the market.
Oh, yeah, well.
On Christmas Eve.
Well, we'll be a bit late by the time we're finished here. And there's so many of them.
What does Nigel think?
You heard him.
No.
He reckons it's all lovely and we're doing a grand job.
But did he actually say?
And I'll see you right, Vicky Tucker. Don't you worry.
Oh, I'm not bothered for myself.
Now, if you'll go up the ladder like before, I'll hold it steady for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we could charge £8 for them really big ones.
Oh, that sounds fair.
Well, go on then, up you go.
What's all that down there?
What?
All those bottles in the corner.
Well, that's the cider punch, isn't it?
How many gallons have you made?
Oh, well, we sold a fair old bit yesterday.
Let's get you into the buggy then, shall we? And then we'll go for a lovely walk.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Well, you made it then.
Oh, just about. I'm sure I've forgotten something vital. There you go, Oscar.
Well, at least you got your socks and shoes on.
What?
I remember one day when Jake was tiny. It was raining. I put the hood up on the pram, waterproof over the top, everything. I was halfway to the shops, sloshing through the puddles before I realised I was wearing my pink fluffy slippers.
Mum?
Hello, Jake.
We're going to see Father Christmas now.
Father Christmas.
Oh, aren't you going to say hello to Kaz?
Hello.
Hello, Mia.
Go on, you remember Kaz?
No.
Yes, you do.
We met her at Clary's house last week.
Can we go now?
Hang on, Jake, we won't be a minute.
I'll just get the nappy bag.
Did you bring the sling for him?
Yes, but I can take the buggy, can't I?
Oh, yeah, but it's just if you want to go up on the treetop, walk it.
Mum, are we going to see George today?
Not today, sweetheart. But I tell you, he will be here. You remember Helen?
Helen? Away! Helen's nice.
We like Helen.
Aww. Well, lucky Helen to have such a fan club.
There's a holly branch dangling there. We don't want it crashing down on someone's head. That's it.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, Helen, how are you?
Fine, thanks. This looks fantastic.
Yeah, we seem to have imported half a forest into the house. It smells good too.
Nice touch with the choir.
Aren't they good?
Are they going to sing all afternoon?
Well, they stop for cups of tea and things. Are you here on your own?
No.
With your boyfriend?
No, he has to work, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame. He's got quite a reputation.
Have you been talking to Annette?
No, why?
Doesn't matter. Just that my love life seems to be her favourite topic of conversation.
Oh, well, I think it was Kenton, actually.
Anyway, I'm meeting Nick and her kids.
Will Grundy's Nick?
Yeah. Although I'm not entirely sure it's a good idea.
Oh? How do you mean?
I babysat Jake and Mia the other week. It was a complete nightmare.
Oh, dear.
They absolutely refused to go to sleep. Kept demanding more stories, more glasses of water. Oh, every time I thought they were settled, 5 minutes later, they'd be downstairs again.
Hello, Helen.
Oh, hello.
I've just been to see Father Christmas.
Oh, lucky you.
He's quite remarkably poetic today.
Oh, he was yesterday.
One little child asked him, what do reindeers eat? And he said, Brussels sprouts, cabbages, all kind of greens, but Rudolph's especially fond of baked beans.
That's brilliant.
I thought it was pretty good for extemporal verse.
And where did you find a rhyming Father Christmas?
It's Bert Fry.
Ah, that would explain it.
Helen!
Oh, look who it is.
Hello. Mummy, it's Helen.
That's nice.
We're going to see Father Christmas.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Miss.
Oh, the kids have found you, I see. Oh, this is Coriander.
Kaz.
You're Robert Snell's daughter, aren't you?
Yes.
I can see the resemblance.
Oh. And this is Oscar.
Oh. Oh, isn't he gorgeous? How old?
10 weeks.
Go and look at the big Christmas tree. And me.
Oh, I'm sure Helen will take you if you ask her nicely. Is that okay?
Come on, then. You better take my hand.
Oh, cheers, Helen. Oh, she's so good with them.
You're the one who is Linda's secret gardening partner, aren't you?
Oh, she told you about that, did she? Mm.
They did a wonderful job, the two of them.
Oh, she's very proud of it.
So am I. Oh, dear.
Oh, no, he's usually all right in the buggy, and he can't possibly be hungry, not yet.
Nappy?
Oh, let's see. Come on, sweetheart, up you come. Oh, is there somewhere I can change him?
Yes, it's just down the hall. Oh. Come with me.
Oh, I'm sorry,
no.
Nick. I'll be back in a minute.
Right, I'll wait for you here. Just down here.
So last week didn't put you off, then?
Not even the spectre of Jaws coming out of the lake.
Yes. Mm. I was a bit mischievous there, I'm afraid.
Oh, Mia was quite disappointed there wasn't a real monster.
I'm afraid all you'll hear by the lake now are the mellow tones of Bing Crosby.
Good boy, Oscar.
Nick tells me you've got twins.
Yes.
How on earth did you manage?
I had a lot of help.
Nearly done there, darling.
And Nigel has always been a really hands-on dad.
Oh, now that's what's been the worst thing. Justin, Oscar's dad, he's been in the States for a month.
Yes, Linda said.
Oh, it's a work thing. We just couldn't afford to turn it down. That's why I'm staying with Dad.
Well, I could never have managed without Nigel.
There now, Oscar. Is that a bit more comfy?
And when's he due back?
Tomorrow.
Oh, not long now then.
I can't tell you how much I've missed him.
And then took the end in there. That's right.
Look at mine.
Oh, that's looking fantastic, Jane.
And then take one of these long bits of ivy and wind it round.
I didn't expect to see Brenda here today.
Oh, neither did I. I hope they're paying her properly.
I think she's just so grateful to have a job to do. And I suppose if she wants to get pictures in all the local papers. Oh, now if you poke in some of those little bits of box.
Box?
Yeah, that's what those leaves come from. A box tree.
Oh, they're really gorgeous, the photo she took.
Does it grow boxes?
Well, that would be really weird.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brenda won't be joining us for Christmas dinner.
Oh, no, Mia, don't eat it.
Oh.
Yes, horrid. We only eat cloves when we've got toothache.
Roy's got the day off, which is lovely.
Stick it in the orange.
And Hayley's parents are coming.
That's right.
I know Mike would like Brenda to be there too.
Now, smell that. Isn't it lovely?
Of course she wants to be with Tom.
Yeah. Well, she'll be helping us decorate the tree on Christmas Eve.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I do hope Mike and I can establish a few traditions of our own.
Look what I've done.
Oh, Jake, that is brilliant.
Go on, have a taste.
What is it?
Cider punch. I won't charge you, seeing as you're family.
Oh, is it alcoholic?
Oh, only ever so slightly.
Oh, I better not. Over here, Kaz.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking everywhere.
Oh, Oscar, all right?
Yes, he's fine, aren't you? Hello, Joe.
Now, you'll have a glass of me cider punch, won't you?
Oh, I've heard all about your cider. My dad's a great fan.
Go on and help yourself.
Better not, I'm breastfeeding.
Oh, the babby ain't going to mind. It's only apples when all's said and done.
I made.
Oh, well done, Jakey.
Did you do all that yourself?
Helen helped me.
And me.
Yes, Mia stuck the cloves in the orange.
Clever girl.
All I did was tie the ribbon.
You'll have a glass of me cider punch, won't you?
Can I have some?
No, you can't.
Please.
I think it's time we went to see the fairies.
Yes, fairies.
What a good idea.
No, and the kid is just gaping at him, open-mouthed.
Well, he should be careful. Some parents get really annoyed if someone else ticks off their child.
And Bert carries on. Now, say that you're sorry and mean what you say or you'll get no presents on Christmas Day.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm just wondering if I shouldn't intervene when this really embarrassed woman pushes her way through the crowd going, Tyson!
Tyson!
Tyson, have you been annoying Father Christmas?
Hello again.
Oh, hi.
It's just magic.
It's not too crowded for you?
No, no, it's wonderful. I've had such a lovely day.
Can we go up there?
Do you want to go on the treetop walk?
Yes.
We better wait for Mummy and Mia to get back.
How do we get up there?
Let me show you. The way is just over here. Come on.
How about you, Kaz? Are you going to brave the treetops?
Oh, yes. I'll put Oscar in his sling. Come on, sweetheart. Up you come.
Where is his sling? Is it in the bottom here?
Oh, I'm not sure where I put it. Helen, can you hold him for a minute?
Well, yes. Yes, of course.
Now, you be a good boy for Auntie Helen, eh? All right?
Yep, I've got him.
Right, I won't be a minute.
Hello, Oscar. Hello.
Is this it?
Oh, brilliant. Thanks.
What can you see up there, eh? Can you see the lights twinkling in the trees?
Now, it just goes over like a pinafore. Uh-huh. Yes, that's it.
Pretty lights.
Okay. Helen?
Oh, have I got to give him back?
Now, if you could just sort of slot him in here, facing out so he can see. Yes.
Oh, he's just so gorgeous. Those great big blue eyes. Mm.
We're going to go on the treetop walk now, darling.
There you are, Oscar. Safely in.
Oh, you ready? Where's Jake?
Oh, he's just over there with Nigel. All right.
Nigel!
Come on, then. Let's get going.
Come on. This way, Mia.
We'll see you later.
More happy customers.
Mm, it's brilliant, isn't it? I thought it was going to get too crowded.
There are a lot more people than I expected.
Yeah, but when they're all spread out through the trees like this, it doesn't seem to matter.
Oh, have you seen the photographs Brenda took?
No.
Well, they are fabulous. She wants us to choose some to go in the local papers.
Oh, well, I'll have a look this evening.
Oh, look, Oscar. Doesn't it all look beautiful? Oh, if only your daddy was here. If only he was here with us, Oscar, everything would be just perfect.
You remember that time I babysat for them?
When they ran rings round you?
I thought it was a complete disaster, but Jake and Mia obviously remember it as a really fun evening.
Well, that figures.
Right, the yoghurts can go straight in there now.
Okay.
They were so pleased to see me. It was really sweet.
I thought you said you never wanted to see them again.
No, I didn't.
You definitely said
I
if
think
I know.
I'd remember, Mum.
Well, fair enough. How was Lola Loxley?
Oh, it was fantastic what they've done.
Good.
Oh, and Coriander Snell was there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Her new baby, Oscar, who is just the most adorable little thing. She let me hold him for a couple of minutes, and honestly, Mum, I didn't want to give him back.
Well, it doesn't sound like you.
Why'd you say that?
Well, you know, you've never shown much interest in babies.
Well, I've never really met any.
Yes, you have.
Not cute ones like Oscar, anyway.
Are you going to be in the dairy this afternoon?
Yeah, I'll be home about 2.
Oh, good. And, are you seeing Leon this week?
No, unfortunately. The bar's open all hours and he's pretty much working non-stop.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but I saw him at the weekend, though. He came over on Friday night and we went to the Bull with Annette.
What's he doing for Christmas?
Just going to the pub.
Well, that's a bit sad.
With some friends. Aussie mate, you know.
Do you think... I mean, I know it's rather short notice, but would he like to come to Bridge Farm?
What?
He'd be very welcome.
Yeah,
and but... you know we're all dying to meet him.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
Well, like I said, he's made other arrangements, so I'm not sure.
Well, if he's only going to the pub...
I'm not sure that he'd want to.
Well, you won't know unless you ask.
Well, OK. Yeah, I'll ask him. I'll pop into the bar at lunchtime.
Now, if you start up with one of those long bits of ivy and just wind it round the wire...
Oh! Blooming Ollie.
That's it. Excuse me a second. I'll just find a bit more mistletoe.
Mm, yeah, that bag in the corner, too.
How are you doing, Joe?
Oh, my poor old fingers are in shreds.
Well, I
told you to wear the gloves?
Oh, I can't work in them.
We'll think of the money.
We never thought we'd sell that many yesterday.
Oh, fantastic, wasn't it?
Oh, a couple of more days like that, it won't be just Clary getting a special present.
No, you'll be able to treat the whole family, won't you?
Yeah, if I dance till Christmas.
Joe.
Oh, I was that worn out last night.
Me too.
Could barely get myself into bed.
Oh, I fell asleep in front of the telly. Then the doorbell went and scared me half to death. Even Mike was worried. I mean,
we don't usually get people coming to the door at 9:30 at night.
Oh, carol singers, eh?
Carol singers, I wouldn't mind, no. It was Jezzer.
Jezzer? What did he want?
He wanted to borrow Mike's dinner jacket, if you please.
Dinner jacket?
I told Mike to say no. It's new, that DJ, and he bought it for him a few weeks ago. Lovely silk lapels it's got, and Jezzer's so much broader across the shoulders. But you know, Mike.
What on earth did Jezzer McCreary want with a dinner jacket?
I have no idea, but pound to a penny, it'll come back all stretched and out of shape and with beer stains down the front. I said to Mike,
Good morning.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, excellent. Morning, Mrs.
Joe, I need to have a word.
Oh, what about?
Well, I think you know. Would you mind stepping outside for a moment?
Well, we've got punters in.
They are not punters, Joe, they are visitors. And Vicky can stay and look after them.
What's the matter?
It's all right, Vicky. This is just between me and Joe. Come along, outside.
Well, this ain't going to take long.
So do I.
I'm too old to be standing around out here in the cold, you know.
Would you like to explain this to me?
It's a photo.
Yes.
Yeah, is that one of them ones young Brenda took?
Yes.
Oh, it's turned out nice, isn't it? Oh, it looks a treat, doesn't it? The barn with all them kissing boughs dangling from the rafters.
Yeah, and what are those dangling from the kissing boughs?
Ah.
Price tags, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, we was only responding to public demand.
I beg your pardon.
Well, loads of people asked if they could buy them, and, well, your Nigel seemed to think...
What?
Well, he didn't seem to have no objection.
You didn't tell him, did you?
Well... Well, not in so many words.
And you certainly didn't mention the cider.
What cider?
In the photograph, Joe, what is that in the plastic cups?
Oh, that ain't cider. It's only cider punch.
But you've been selling it.
Well, we only charge it a few pence just to cover the costs, like, and it, well, it's hardly alcoholic at all.
If it's the least bit alcoholic, you are breaking the law. Our licence to sell alcohol doesn't cover the Cruck Barn.
Oh, is that a fact?
It certainly is.
Well, I want to know that. Well, I just thought it would, you know, add to the Christmas cheer.
And take trade away from the orange.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
I suppose I should have guessed.
What?
That you'd take advantage of the situation.
Well, I ain't taking advantage.
Of course you are.
Well, I volunteered to do this, you know. Got you out of a hole.
Joe, it looks to me as if you volunteered so you could make a packet off the back of our publicity and our punters without us knowing.
Well,
it's the last time you make a fool of me.
Well, I just wanted to get something special for Clary.
I shall come back in an hour's time and I want the price tags down and the cider disposed of. Understand?
Leon?
With you in a second.
Leon, it's me.
Ellen, what are you doing here?
Just wanted to see you.
Well, here I am, but I can't talk, sweetheart. As you can see, we are ever so slightly busy.
I know. But if I could just have a quick word.
No, not at the moment. I've got a whole round of drinks in my head. Just give me a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
Elizabeth, can you hang on a minute?
What's the matter?
I just have to explain.
Explain what?
Just let me get the breath back.
Is this about Joe?
And the price tags and the cider. I really have no idea.
Yes, well...
No, honestly, not a clue. He told me Nigel had said... Well, looking back, of course, I realise he didn't actually tell me Nigel had said it was all right. But he definitely gave me that impression.
I can believe that.
Oh, good. Because I would just hate you to think that I was... Well, that I was in any way involved in a conspiracy to deceive you and Nigel.
No, I don't think that, Vicky.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
But you obviously have a thing or two to learn about the Grundys.
Have I?
If I'd had more time to think about it, I'd have realised. But I've just been so busy getting this whole event up and running.
Realised what?
That Joe would take advantage, because it's what he does. And Eddie's just as bad. If there's the least prospect of making a few bob at someone else's expense, then that's what they'll do.
Has anyone complained?
No, thank heavens.
Oh, I do feel stupid.
No, none of this is your fault, and it looks as if we've got away with it. But I've said to Joe, no more private enterprise, and definitely no more cider.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I must get back to work.
Yes, of course. Although,
yes, what?
I've just had a thought. I mean, shoot me down in flames if you think this is a rubbish idea, but could I just make a teeny suggestion?
Helen, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, I can see how busy you are.
Just let me finish this text.
It's lucky I like this song. It's the second time it's come round.
If you'd heard it as often as I have this week, you'd hate it with a passion. I lie in bed at night and can't get it out of my head. There, all done. Now, what can I do for my best girl?
I just wanted to ask you something.
Ask away.
I was just wondering. Well, actually, it was my mum who suggested it.
Your mum?
Yeah, she wondered if you'd like to come to the farm for Christmas dinner.
What?
I know it's rather short notice and everything, but, you know...
I told you, Helen, I've made arrangements.
I know you said you were going to the pub with some mates from Oz.
Yes.
But you can do that any time, can't you?
It's not the point.
Isn't it?
They're good mates. I've known a couple of them for years.
So they wouldn't mind, surely?
We arranged it weeks ago.
Yeah, I just thought...
And to be honest, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a very kind thought, but I've never actually met your family.
No, I know.
And but... I'd feel a lot more comfortable just hanging out with my friends.
I have asked you before to meet my parents.
But it won't even be just them, will it? It'll be a whole bloomin' family.
Just my brother and his girlfriend.
You don't think that's a bit full on?
And Annette. I mean, you know she's coming.
Well, yeah, I know Annette all right, but...
Okay, it's a bad idea.
No, it was dead nice of you to offer. Thank you. And thank your mother for me, but some other time, eh?
Okay.
Smile.
I'll see you after Christmas.
Have a good one.
Yeah, and you. Bye.
Where have you been?
Talking to Elizabeth.
Well, all this time?
I haven't been gone 10 minutes. Now, where are you all doing?
Ah, that's clever. Well, you've got the holly berries all round the edge.
Yeah, Vicky Tucker, you've got to help me.
And I do like what you've done with the ribbon. Isn't that Christmas?
Vicky, love.
What's that, Joe?
I can't manage the step ladder.
Excuse me a second, ladies and gents. I just need to give my colleague a little hand. Back in a tick.
We got to get them price tags down before Elizabeth Bargeter comes
no,
back.
No, we haven't.
And I can't... What do you mean we hadn't?
I've done a deal with Elizabeth.
A deal? What sort of a deal?
A lot better than you deserve.
Eh?
I trusted you, Joe Grundy. I thought you were my friend.
Well, I am.
Friends don't tell each other porkies.
Oh, I never told you no lies. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe I didn't quite tell you the old truth, but, well, that ain't the same thing at all.
Well, it is in my book.
Oh, no. Quite a different kettle of fish. Anyhow, dear, what's this deal, then?
Well, lucky for you, I made Elizabeth realise that the punters were keen to buy.
Oh, huh?
Wasn't easy, but we've made an agreement. The cider has to go, but we can carry on selling the kissing bows.
Vicky Tucker, you're a wonder.
Two conditions. First, Lower Loxley gets 20% of everything we sell.
Oh, that ain't bad.
And second, so do I.
So do you what?
Get 20%.
Well, you said you didn't want to cut.
That was before.
Before what?
Before I discovered you'd been spinning me a line, Joe.
Me? Spinning you a line?
You made a right fool of me, and don't you dare do that again. Ever. All right?
Anything you say, missus.
Right. Well, go and help that young lad with his mistletoe.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, love.
Hello, Carrie.
Still at lunch. She didn't go till about 1:30.
Right.
Did you get to see Leon?
Yeah. I called him to the bar. Quite difficult to talk to him, though. The place was absolutely heaving.
So what did he say?
He's made other plans, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame.
Like I said, he's going out with some old friends from Australia and he doesn't want to let them down.
Oh, well, never mind.
But he says thank you very much for the invitation. Now, what would you like me to do?
Well, if you could start putting the lids on these. I'm rather running out of space here.
Okay.
So it'll just be the four of us, Brenda and Annette.
Yep. Are you okay with Annette coming?
Of course we are.
I mean, she's always intended to come, and then she suddenly thought she'd like to see Sonia and...
Oh, yeah, she must have been very disappointed.
Yeah, she seems really down about it.
Her gran's over here, isn't she? She wants to see family.
No, her gran's got friends coming over. Wouldn't be much fun for her joining a party of over 70s.
Well, she can be part of our family for Christmas. Like I always said.
How many of these sprouts shall I do?
All of them.
There's an awful lot.
Well, this is our Christmas feast, Robert. There's an awful lot of everything. Can you just move your chair? I need to get to the oven.
Okay.
Justin's going to wake up in time.
Poor chap. I'm surprised you can remember what day of the week it is.
He did seem rather confused when he arrived last night.
Hardly surprising. According to his body clock, it would have been about 4 a.m. And he couldn't sleep on the plane, he said.
I find it difficult enough to understand him at the best of times.
What?
Well, he does mumble, rather.
No, he doesn't. He's quietly spoken. Oh. But then, so am I.
Well, what was all that about Hanukkah?
Well, he was just describing how the Americans decorate their houses. Sounds like everyone over in California is like the Horribins, you know. Covering every inch with fairy lights and inflatable Santas.
What's that got to do with Hanukkah?
Right, it's the Jewish festival of light.
I know what it is, Robert. I just don't understand. Right, why?
It fell in the middle of December this year, and apparently Jewish Californians go over the top with their decorations as well.
Oh.
Only they tend to use blue lights.
Oh, I
so
see.
So what with Christmas lights and Hanukkah lights and inflatable reindeer, basically the whole of Silicon Valley was ablaze.
I've never thought for the environmental consequences.
Well, not very green, certainly.
I think those potatoes have been boiling long enough.
Anything I can do to help?
No, thank you, Cairns. I believe we've got everything under control.
What have you got there?
More presents.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's just some bits and pieces Justin brought back with him. I'll put them under the tree, shall I?
Yes, we'll do presents this afternoon. Will Justin be all right for lunch at 1:30?
Oh, yes.
And he seems so dreadfully jet-lagged.
Oh, yes, poor darling. He was singing a lullaby to Oscar earlier on and he sent himself to sleep.
Dear, didn't drop him, I hope.
Anyway, I have strict instructions to wake him at 1:00. He doesn't want to miss his Christmas dinner.
Good.
His first Christmas dinner.
Oh, his second, actually. The chap he was working for in Palo Alto laid on a farewell dinner.
Oh, dear.
Roast turkey with oyster stuffing and sweet potato.
Well, not quite the same, then.
And presumably his mum will do another one on Friday.
Well, I expect so.
He's going to get very bored with turkey before this week's out.
Ah, not when someone else is doing the cooking. Anyway, I'll go and put these presents under the tree. Are you sure there's nothing I can do?
No, we're managing, thanks.
That's quite a pile of sprouts you've got there, Dad.
Well, I have my orders.
I'll see you later.
Right. Drain these potatoes and put them in the oven.
Isn't it wonderful?
What?
To see her so bubbling with joy because Justin's back.
I know. She's quite transformed, isn't she?
Whoa, Windy. Good girl.
Sheila?
Yes?
I've got to go over to Edgeley. Someone's had a dog loose among their sheep.
Oh, no, poor things.
So I was thinking, since I'm over that way, I might pop into Porchester afterwards.
Oh, you won't be back for lunch then?
No, but do a bit more of our Christmas shopping.
Oh, could you get a decent bottle of scotch for Jim?
Yeah, okay.
Well, you don't think that's a good idea?
No, it's as good as anything. It's just, on past experience...
Uh-oh, dog of the devil.
Oh, no. On past experience, whichever one I choose will be wrong.
It's all right.
And I shall get a lengthy lecture on the finer points of malt whiskey.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
It's all right, guys.
What's the matter with that horse?
She doesn't like loud noises.
Afraid I have to go out, Dad.
Oh, don't worry.
See to some traumatised sheep.
I haven't come to see you. I just wondered if Daniel fancied a jaunt into Borchester.
Oh, he's not here, I'm afraid.
Oh, damn.
No, he's gone to visit one of his school friends.
Right, I'll see you later.
What sort of time?
Mid-afternoon, I should think.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, I must get this horse inside.
Oh, you carry on, don't mind me.
Come on then, Wendy.
I told you, didn't I, that Usha turned down my offer.
What offer?
To buy Blossom Hill Cottage, of course.
Oh, that. Yes, you did.
Shame, really. It suits me, that little house.
But she's letting you stay on?
Yeah, she's given me another 3 months while I look for somewhere else.
And if you don't find anywhere?
I dare say she'll extend the tenancy again. If not, well, I can always come and stay with you, can't I?
Yes, of course.
Goodness, you almost sound as if you mean it.
Whoa, Windy. Whoa. Now, let's get this saddle off.
Is that horse really called Windy?
Oh, it's short for Windermere Stark.
How very unfortunate.
Yes, you're not the first one to say so.
but her owner is blissfully unaware. Oh, come on.
Do you need a hand with that?
No, no. I can manage, thanks.
Good thing, really.
What?
That I can stay on at Blossom Hill for a while. Because I'm not going to have much time for house hunting.
Oh, aren't you?
Not now we've got the go-ahead for Jax.
What?
Didn't Kenton tell you?
No. Well, he said you were discussing the possibility.
It's all signed and sealed. Don Sandland has okayed it, and we've got architects drawing up plans even as we speak.
Right. Well, good luck with it.
That's why I'm going into Borchester, actually, to have a chat with Kenton about our next move.
Oh, okay.
By the way, have you any idea what I can get Alistair for Christmas? I was going to get him a bottle of scotch, but it's such an unimaginative present.
He keeps saying he can't believe how much Oscar's grown.
He's quite besotted, isn't he?
Well, he's missed so much.
All those dirty nappies.
He's making up for it now.
Won't let me lift a finger. Mind you, I don't think I could actually heave myself off this sofa at the moment. I am absolutely stuffed. That was a brilliant meal, Linda.
Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
What about tonight?
Well, what about it?
Well, you know Linda's asked all these people over.
Robert, you make it sound like I've invited half the village. It's just a few of the people you've made friends with while you've been here.
Oh, it's so kind of you.
Yeah, but what about poor Justin and his jet lag? I can't imagine he'll be in the mood for meeting a load of strangers.
Well, it's only Nick and Clary.
And I do so want him to meet them.
If he can stay awake.
Nobody will mind if he nods off.
And it'll be a chance for him to show off his lovely new cashmere jumper.
The colour really suits him, doesn't it?
Oh, you did say you've got the rest of the week off, didn't you, Linda?
Yes, I'm not working until the new year.
Well, you absolutely must go over to Lower Loxley.
Well, I promised Vicky I'd try and go over.
Oh, we saw her. She's making these lovely decorations, all made out of greenery.
Kissing boughs, they're called.
Her and Joe Grundy. He offered me some of his cider, Dad. Rather lethal-looking punch.
Your father's a great enthusiast for it.
I know. He told me. The cider club in the shed.
Anyway, Robert, Lower Loxley.
What about it?
When shall we go? How about Thursday?
Oh, no, not Thursday.
Well, we're not doing anything else, are we?
No, nothing at all, as far as I know. At least, possibly something might come up.
Like what?
Well, what's wrong with tomorrow?
Well, all right. We'll go tomorrow.
Thank God that's over.
Oh, let me help you.
Thanks.
Oh, gosh, that's heavy.
Yeah, it's wine. Oh. Bought a few bottles of good stuff in case there's anyone I've forgotten to get a present for.
Oh, I'm sure Josh will be delighted.
I thought you said we'd got all the kids' presents.
Joke, darling.
Sorry. Oh, I absolutely refuse to go anywhere near the shops again, especially just after stitching up a badly savaged ewe.
Oh, poor thing.
If people would only realise what their lovable family pets are capable of.
Yeah, I know.
And after that, I had the scrum of Borchester High Street. Underwoods was heaving, and I couldn't even get through the door of the bookshop.
Did you get anything for your dad?
Scotch.
He thinks that's a very unimaginative present.
Well, tough.
It's what he's getting you. And you'll be pleased to hear that Kenton's landlord has approved the plan for Jax.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
He needs his head examined.
They've already got an architect drawing up plans.
And where's he going to live?
Well, he did float the idea of moving back in here.
What?
But I'm pretty sure he was only teasing me.
Oh, I hope so.
No, Usha's extended his lease on Blossom Hill till he can find somewhere to buy.
So, we're stuck with him.
Yep.
Evening.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
I only have to think of you and you appear.
Oh, I didn't realise I was so frequently in your thoughts. Is Daniel back?
Yes, he's up in his room.
Good. I just need to have a word with him about his Christmas present.
Sheila was just telling me your plans for Jax have been approved.
Yes, isn't it great? I've been to see Kenton this afternoon to try and firm up on our design concept.
Oh, design concept, I say.
He's a little too much in love with young and funky.
Are they your architects?
Oh, very good, Sheila. No, in my opinion,
The younger generation is more than adequately catered for, and we should aim for a slightly more mature clientele who don't feel the need for ear-splitting music.
Oh, well, the young are the ones with all the money.
And they drink more.
Anyway, after Christmas, Kenton and I are going to research what's available.
You mean you're going on a pub crawl?
Oh, just to see what works and decide what sort of style we should aim for. And Kenton will have to go on a course.
What for?
Well, because he'll be the designated premises supervisor.
I thought you had to be a responsible person to do that.
Well, you do. And you shouldn't underestimate Kenton.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it.
He's got some terrific games lined up for your Christmas party. Some of the forfeits are just hilarious. Anyway, I'll just go and have a quick word with Daniel.
Oh, dear. Forfeits, eh?
I think on Christmas night I shall embrace the role of catering supervisor and stay out here in the kitchen.
Oh, dear, hot.
How's it going in here, Linda?
Oh, I've just been heating up another lot of canapés. First lot disappeared rather quickly, didn't they?
Oh, I'm not surprised. They're really yummy. Can I pinch one of those cheesy ones?
Oh, careful, they're really hot.
Oh, they are, aren't they? Oh, yeah. Oh, teach me to be so greedy. Yeah. Are you okay?
What?
Only you seem a little subdued.
Oh, no, I'm fine. It's just hit me, I suppose. You're going away tomorrow. I've just got so used to having you here.
Oh, Linda.
The house is going to seem so empty without you and little Oscar.
I thought you'd be glad to see the back of us.
Oh, no, quite the opposite. It's going to be a very lonely Christmas, just the two of us.
Well, we'll come and see you again soon, I promise.
I shall hold you to that.
And thank you so much for inviting everyone over tonight. I'm so glad of the opportunity to say goodbye to them all.
Justin's not finding it too much of a strain, I hope.
Oh, no, he's perked up no end this evening.
Good.
He's engaged in a very intense discussion with Will Grundy.
I wouldn't have thought they had much in common.
Everyone's been so kind to me. You especially.
Oh, Cass. It's been such a pleasure.
Seriously, Linda. I couldn't have got through the past few weeks if it hadn't been for you.
Jazzer!
Hiya.
It's a proverbial bad penny.
Oh, not me, mate. I'm an emergency service. I am here to cook Christmas dinner at the Bull.
I hate to tell you this, Wayne, but you've still got 2 days to go.
Well, I know that.
You don't get to stuff our faces till Friday.
Ah, but I'm standing in for Frieda, you see. She's going away tomorrow, stay with her son, so, well, I'm here for the handover.
Oh, I don't know if I'd fancy that.
What?
Hard act to follow, is Frieda.
Well, I know that, but Fallon's going to be my assistant, so I reckon between the two of us we'll be able to, live up to Frieda's exacting standards.
Oh, good luck. I'm sure you'll make a great team.
Coming in for a drink, mate?
A bit mucky for the pigs.
Well, no one will mind.
I was just going to grab myself a sandwich for the show, then take myself away home.
Well, you got time for a quick one, surely, mate?
I'll probably drop by this evening. I've got a busy night tonight. I need to get myself organised.
Bye, Kaz. Bye, Justin.
Bye.
Oh, Robert.
I know.
I'm going to miss them so much.
Even Justin.
Justin is a very kind and thoughtful young man.
Even if he does mumble.
He obviously thinks the world of Kaz.
And she of him.
Oh, yes. Yes, he makes her so happy, doesn't he?
He does.
That's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are we going to do, Robert?
Well,
Christmas is going to feel awfully flat after yesterday's festivities. And I really don't feel like cooking another great big meal so soon.
Well, that's what I thought.
We could go to the Bull, I suppose. Put the duck in the freezer for the new year.
I've arranged...
I don't really want to go to Grey Gables.
I've arranged for us...
Christmas dinner at work would be a bit odd.
I've arranged for us to go to Paris.
What?
4 nights in a nice hotel in the Place Vendôme, which is why we can't go to Lower Loxley tomorrow.
You're taking me to Paris?
So we'll have to go today. To Lower Loxley, I mean.
Oh,
Oh, Robert. You are the kindest, most thoughtful man.
Oh, my goodness. I must put some washing on. I shall need my blue silk. My black trousers are filthy.
Oh, and here's another little something from Cass.
Oh, what is it?
Well, you'll have to open it.
To dear Linda, thank you for being like a real mother to me. Oh, how sweet.
Now, you go and put your washing on and then, well, maybe we can get to Lower Loxley in time for lunch.
So, do you think you've got it all sorted?
Well, it's perfectly straightforward, really. All the complications are in Frieda's head.
Are you sure?
Oh, I know. From when I worked here before.
Well, there you go. Want your shandy?
Cheers, love. Oh, that is grand. The thing is, you see, Jolene, Frieda's been doing things her way for so long, she reckons if you change one detail, the whole thing will fall apart.
Well, you're not going to change things, are you?
No, not at all. Well, hardly at all.
Wayne?
I might just add one or two little, touches of my own.
When it comes to Christmas dinner, folks like it straightforward and traditional.
Well, I know.
They don't want anything fancy.
Look, I know what I'm doing. I'll come over tomorrow afternoon and get everything ready, get the turkeys ready and so on. And Fallon's promised to get up really early Christmas morning to start them cooking.
Well, I'll make sure she does.
It's a shame she's out tonight. She's not usually off on a Wednesday, is she?
She got a party to go to.
Oh, yeah, she did say.
She's done a swap with Kirsty. Why? Are you going to be here?
Well, thought I might drop in, have a game of darts, maybe.
Well, you can give us a hand if you like. Looks like it's going to be another busy night.
What would Sid have to say about that?
Oh, he doesn't mind you collecting the glasses and loading the washer.
Oh, but you forget I'm head chef now. I'm not sure that being your pot boy isn't beneath my dignity.
Well, if you're going to be like that about it.
But seeing it's you, Jolene, it'll be a pleasure.
And what do you think of my earrings?
Ah, they're nice.
Can you see what they are?
They look like little men.
They're Oscars.
What?
You know, Hollywood.
Ah!
I see.
Justin brought them back with him, and Kaz gave them to me.
Ah, I get it. It's to remind you.
Of my dear little step-grandson, yes.
Isn't that sweet?
And to thank me, she said, for being like a real mother to her.
Lovely.
I was immensely touched.
Here I am, at last. Oh, sorry to keep you waiting. I was just chatting to Joe.
Right, well, if we go along this way, it'll take us down to the fairy grotto.
Will Joe be all right on his own?
Oh, he can cope for 10 minutes. Never knows he owes me.
Why do you say that?
Long story, Linda. Let's just say I've learned a thing or two this week about the Grundy way of doing things.
Has he been selling under-the-counter cider?
How did you guess?
It's what he does.
That's what Elizabeth said. But to be fair, he's worked ever so hard. For someone his age, his stamina is just amazing.
And it's just been the two of you?
Yes.
You made all those kissing bells?
Oh, we've been at it for the past fortnight.
All those? Hanging from the ceiling of the bar?
Yeah, and a good few more besides. We've sold a lot.
Have you had a chance to look round the house?
Oh, only very briefly. But it looks fantastic, doesn't it? All those boys and girls dressed up as maids and footmen.
Bert Fry is for the Christmas.
Oh, he did make me laugh. He sees me coming and he goes, "Now, this here's Mrs. Tucker, and she will show you how to take a load of greenery and make a kissing bow."
It's not bad. When we saw him, he managed to rhyme snow and sleep with smelly feet.
Trying to say?
I have no idea. But it got a big laugh from the kids.
What are those lights over there?
Ah, now that's the living Christmas trees. They've decorated a group of fir trees in the Arboretum.
How lovely.
And this is absolutely the best time of day to see it, just as it's starting to get dark.
Okay.
Did Linda tell you we're off to Paris tomorrow?
Of course I did.
You are such an old romantic, aren't you, Robert?
Am I?
Springing a surprise like that. Do you know, I've never been to Paris.
Haven't you?
No. I'll have to start dropping hints to Mike. A trip to Paris. Yeah, that would just start the new year off a treat.
And what are you doing on Christmas Day?
Oh, going next door. Hayley's doing the dinner. It's going to be a proper family Christmas. Do you know, I haven't had one of those since I was a little girl.
Now, when we come through the trees at the end here...
Oh, I say.
Good heavens.
What an extraordinary sight.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
I'll give thee fairies to attend on thee, and they shall fetch thee jewels from the deep.
Oh, that's nice.
Shakespeare.
I didn't think it was Bert Fry.
Why?
Hold on a minute, darling. Just let me get these empties out of the way. Here.
There's a load of bread left out in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know.
What for?
Go stale.
Why?
To make breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs?
Come on, Jolene. Don't tell me you never made stuffing.
You're making it from scratch.
Don't take 5 minutes. Some nice fresh herbs from the garden, bit of lemon juice.
Frida uses the packet stuff.
Oh, one of the small ways I intend to improve on Frida's formula.
But we can have enough bread. I mean, if you're using all that to make stuffing.
Thought I'd make some fresh poppy seed rolls.
Will you have time?
I can make bread with one hand tied behind my back.
Sure you can. I just thought...
And I promised Fallon I'd give her a lesson.
A lesson?
In bread making.
Fallon?
Oh, don't sound surprised.
Well, I thought you were interested.
I didn't have to twist her arm, love. She asked me.
Oh.
Very soothing thing to do, making bread, you know. You can work out all your frustrations on a lump of dough. You should try it sometime.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Robert.
Good evening.
Point, is it?
Oh, please.
Could you clear that table by the window, Wayne?
Oh, no rest for the wicked, is there?
Right. You're here on your own, Robert.
I'm getting out from under Linda's feet.
All right.
We're going to Paris tomorrow.
Paris?
My daughter left this morning, see.
Oh, with the baby.
And I knew the house would feel empty, so I booked to go to Paris. And I kept it as a surprise, because, well, I thought it'd be nice, but...
Let me guess. All the clothes she wants to take are in the wash.
How did you know?
It's what happens with surprises.
So she's... spending the evening, you know, washing and ironing.
Oh, that's $2.75 then, thanks.
Well, that's not something you often see out here.
What?
A huge great stretch limo just pulled into the car park.
Oh, no, not another hen party. There's one thing I could do without tonight is a lot of squealing girls.
Oh dear, I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, we had one in a couple of weeks ago. Here's your change, Robert. I don't know why they choose to come here. I reckon the driver got lost and needed a fag break. Oh, good heavens above.
What?
Oh!
Now, that's a sight I thought I'd never see.
Jazza?
Eve, Dad.
What have you come as?
I've never seen a DJ before.
Well, not on you, that's for sure.
What's the occasion?
What are you all dressed up like that for?
Well, it's what's known as a grand gesture.
Oh, what?
Actually, it's a wee bit tight under the armpits. I borrowed it off Mike Tucker.
What does Mike Tucker want with a DJ?
Oh, for his dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Is Fallon about?
No, she's got the evening off.
What?
Gone to a party.
You're kidding me. You didn't get dressed up like that for her benefit, did you?
No, no, of course no. I just thought she might, you know, like to see how well I scrub up.
And that stretch limo.
What about it?
Is that yours?
Well, I don't own it.
No, 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 but... You came in it, yeah?
Aye, I just got this job to earn a few bob extra at Christmas. You know, this guy I know runs a limo company, asked if I could help out, do the odd evening, you know?
Right. So, would you like a drink?
I could murder a pint.
But if you're driving...
Aye, but unfortunately I'm driving.
Well, Coke? Bit of lemon?
Nah, I won't bother, sir.
Okay.
Well, best be on my way. I'm sorry I missed Fallon.
Oh, I'll tell her you came by.
No, no, no. Don't bother. It's not important. I'll catch you some other time. I'll see you.
Yeah, bye.
See you, Jazzer.
That is bizarre.
He's got two jobs already. When does he ever sleep? Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, sir. What can I get you?
I have to say that if I ran a limo company, Jazza is the last person I'd employ to drive one.
But he wasn't driving it.
Wasn't he?
No, he got out the back. I saw him. And driver stayed out in the car.
So why did he stay?
Don't ask me, Robert. I can't begin to imagine what goes on in that lad's head.
What time are you closing the shop today?
Oh, 4 o'clock, Susan says.
Okay, well, I'll be home by then.
But I'm not sure it's a good idea closing early.
You'll probably have hardly any customers this afternoon.
But people rely on us.
I suppose they've done all their Christmas shopping by now.
You know, for those last-minute things they've forgotten, like batteries and things.
Have you seen my red scarf?
Oh, it's on the back of the door.
Oh. How did you get there? Anyway, I've told Mum we'll be over about 7.
Helen, I'm really not sure.
What?
Well, said I should come tonight.
Why not?
I mean, tomorrow, yeah, that'd be lovely. Christmas dinner and everything, but this decorating the tree thing...
We do it every year. It's the start of Christmas for us.
Exactly. It's a family thing. And I'm not, you know, family.
Annette, you're family to me. Anyway, neither's Brenda.
Oh, she is nearly. She lives with your brother.
And you live with me. And you're my Greg's daughter.
You don't think I'll be a bit of a spare part?
No, you won't. And you're so much part of my life now. And Mum will be very upset if you don't come.
And what about Tom?
As long as he's got Brenda with him, he'll be fine. And I want you to be there. It'll ruin my evening if I'm worrying about you being here on your own.
I could go to the Bull.
No, you're coming to Bridge Farm. Even if I have to kidnap you. Now, I really must go. I'll see you later, OK?
And guess what Queen Victoria ate for her Christmas dinner?
Turkey?
Curried rabbit.
Oh!
They had roast swan and roast beef and chicken and sausages as well, and a boar's head, and 8 different kinds of pudding.
But no turkey?
Not in the early days. You see, turkeys aren't native to this country. They were brought over from America. And before about 1850, most people ate goose for Christmas. Now, I'm going to pop these mince pies into the oven, and if you go and talk to Bessie over there... She'll show you how to make a proper Christmas pudding.
I bet you never want to see another mince pie.
Oh, hello, darling. I have to confess, I'm quite relieved today is the last day.
Oh, me too.
I'm really looking forward to putting my feet up.
I just want to slump on the sofa and not move for a week.
I'm so glad we're going to Brookfield tomorrow and Ruth's doing the dinner.
Wish I had someone to cook ours. Oh. Honestly, Mum, if it was just me and Nigel, I'd quite happily bung a frozen lasagna in the microwave.
You can't do that.
I know, I went really...
Not on Christmas Day.
Well, the children would never forgive me, would they?
No.
They'd pack their spotted handkerchiefs and hit the road.
Well, at least you won't have Nigel's sister to worry about.
Thank heavens. You know, with the best will in the world, I don't think I could have coped with Camilla. And certainly not with Piers. Oh, he really is a spoilt brat.
Oh, dear.
But don't tell Nigel I said that.
Where have they gone?
Vienna.
Didn't Kenton go there?
Yeah, he and Kathy went a couple of years ago for the Christmas markets.
Well, darling, you may be exhausted. But you must be pleased by the way Detmer Hall has gone.
It's been fantastic. I mean, it was all a bit last minute and seat of the pants. We hoped for a modest profit. We'd never imagined we'd get these sort of crowds.
It's certainly been busy.
Yeah, and here comes another lot. I'd better leave you to it.
See you later, darling. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Now, I'm cook, and this is my kitchen. Although, as you can see, I have lots of kitchen maids and scullions to help me. And we're going to tell you how Christmas dinner was made in Victorian times.
Dad said he'd help, but...
But he's milking.
I know. I was a bit late getting here.
Well, I dare say we can manage it between us.
Yeah, it's not going to be that heavy.
It looks awfully big. Sure it's going to fit?
You say that every year, Mum.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. The ceiling in the sitting room is 8'6".
Well, I'm sure this is taller than that.
Mum!
Okay, let's take it inside and see.
It's exactly 7'6".
Looks bigger than that to me.
We measured all the Christmas trees till we found one just the right size. Now, can you grab the top end?
Okay.
Ready?
Up.
I'll go first, shall I?
Oh, when's Brenda coming over?
Oh, soon, I hope. She decided she had to make a last-minute dash into Borchester.
Ever for?
Oh, wrapping paper and stuff.
Hope she hasn't spent too much on us.
Well, she's earned quite a few bob helping out with the publicity at Lower Loxley these past few weeks.
Even so...
So she's feeling unusually flush. When's Helen getting here?
About 7, she said. You know she's bringing Annette.
Oh, no.
Don't be like that, Tom. Poor girl's got nowhere else to go. And you know she's coming tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
So be nice to her.
Okay. Now, just let me open the door. Right. In we go. Mind the step.
He was still doing it in verse.
Right up until the last punter. And I have to say, his rhyming has improved as the week's gone by.
Well, he's had plenty of practice.
He was waxing positively lyrical this afternoon. 'Tis the night before Christmas, and I must away. Wake up the reindeer, climb back on my sleigh.
Oh, very good.
And I hope your Christmas is thoroughly merry, and remember to leave me a large glass of sherry.
Good old Bert.
Oh, and by the way, the Willow Man called.
The Willow Man?
Yeah, you remember.
Wasn't that a film?
No, that's the Wicker Man. Quite different.
So the Willow Man is...
Lizzie, we have 20-odd acres of willow.
Yes, I know,
well,
and...
Well, eventually, in a year or two, we hope, it'll keep the boiler in wood chips. But right now it's only ready for its first cut.
Ah, so the Willow Man will come with a large scythe?
I think he's probably a lot more mechanised these days. But yes, he's coming the week of the 15th of February.
Right.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello.
Hi, Mum.
How are you feeling?
Well, my feet are absolutely killing
me. Well,
look,
sit down, please.
Oh, thank you. But apart from that...
Jill, you are a star.
I think it all went rather well.
I've lost count of the people who said how splendid the kitchens were.
Well, thanks to all those lovely girls and boys who were scullery maids and pot boys. They really threw themselves into it.
Have you seen the Echo?
No.
Look, we've got a double-page spread of Brenda's lovely photos. And there you are.
Oh, my goodness, I'm bright red in the face.
Rosy-cheeked, just as a cook should be.
But what lovely pictures. Oh, look at Lily.
Yes. Yes, she managed to get herself into quite a few of them. She's behind the rocking horse in the nursery with Father Christmas and looking very demure in the schoolroom.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a shame the Echo only came out today.
Well, I don't think we needed any more publicity, Mum. We could barely cope with the crowds as it was.
Yes, well done, Brenda.
I think we might give her a little bonus, don't you?
Yeah, good idea. Because I think when everything's totted up, well, we'll have made a pretty decent profit.
Well, we've definitely made £47. Look, it's here on the desk.
What was that for?
Oh, it's our cut from Joe Grundy Enterprises.
What?
We agreed to let him sell his ready-made kissing bows as long as he gave us a percentage.
A deal cleverly negotiated by Vicky Tucker.
Good heavens, really?
Yeah, and they took £235.
That's astonishing.
We've always done it on Christmas Eve, haven't we?
As long as I can remember. You got the fuse sorted, Tom?
Nearly.
Only these days, most people put their trees up weeks in advance.
Yeah, like the Americans. They start in November, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, as soon as Thanksgiving's out the way, up go the Christmas decorations. Oh, look, here's the fairy.
Oh, that's a fairy.
Her wings have got rather bent, poor thing.
Oh, she looks a bit sad.
She'll be fine. Top of the tree with a light behind her and no one will notice she's a bit raggedy.
There was one year when Mum and Dad thought John was a bit too old and sophisticated for decorating the tree.
Yep, so we did it without him.
But he was so cross when he got home, he made Mum and Dad take the decorations down and do it all over again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The only year he missed was, well, the last one, just before he died.
Right, I've put a new fuse in, so let's see if the lights work now. Oh, no.
Talk about your father's son. Told you, Annette, this happens every single year.
I plugged them in upstairs and they work perfectly well.
Oh, it's probably just a loose bulb.
Yeah, these lights are so ancient.
Oh, look, John's clay pig.
Yeah, we really should splash out and get some new ones.
No, no, it wouldn't be the same.
Mild wine's on the way.
Oh, is there anything I can do to help?
No, I think we've got everything covered, thanks, Annette. I just brought in a few crisps and nuts to keep you going till supper time.
Oh, good, I'm starving.
Don't pinch all the cashews.
That was John that did that, not me.
So, are we ready to make a start?
I've got to get these lights working first.
Oh, well, no surprise there, then. What's wrong with them?
Mum, if I knew that, I'd have fixed them.
And we've got to wait for Dad.
Let's give him a shout.
I'm Brenda.
Oh, she's keeping an eye on the mulled wine. Come on, Tony, we're all waiting for you.
So you couldn't persuade your boyfriend to come tonight, then?
He's working. I did ask him, but...
Does he run that bar single-handed?
What do you mean?
Well, he always seems to be working. Never gets an evening off.
Yes, he does.
I thought he might like to come for Christmas dinner, but he'd made other plans.
See what I mean? What? Every time you invite him over, he makes some excuse up. I'm beginning to think he's a figment of your imagination.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, then you too.
Brenda's met him.
Has she?
Well, you know she has. Got any chocolate decorations, Mum?
Yeah, on the sideboard.
Right.
So, Annette, do you do this in France? Decorate Christmas trees?
Oh, yeah, just the same.
Annette's met Leon loads of times, haven't you?
Yeah, well, once or twice.
More than that?
Yeah, probably several times. We don't kiss under the mistletoe, though.
Don't you?
No. Well, he took us out to the pool last Friday, didn't he?
Yeah, well, no, he didn't actually. I mean, we went to the pool and he joined us there. We hang it over the front door, mistletoe. It's supposed to bring good luck.
But in France, you kiss everyone anyway, don't you? Mm.
So, come on, Annette, what's he like?
Everyone who comes in.
What's he like? Oh, I'm sure Helen's told you.
Not much, no.
That's a lie.
Well, he's Australian.
What, you mean he has corks dangling from his hat?
No.
Strolls about with a surfboard under his arm?
That's right, reach for the stereotype.
Well, if all you can say about him is that he's Australian...
No, I didn't mean that. I really...
We'll meet him soon enough, I'm sure.
I don't know him that well. Are you sure there's nothing I can do, Pat?
No, not really. It's all under control.
It's just... It's so kind of you to invite me.
Not at all.
I don't know what I'd have done if... See, I was going to see my sister.
Well, yes, Helen said.
But she was going away.
Well, I'm really pleased that you're staying with us.
So am I. We all are, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you. I really don't deserve...
Oh, don't be silly. Oh,
sorry.
I think we all need a drink, don't we? I'll go and see how Brenda's getting along with that mulled wine.
Oh, let me, please.
No, you stay here. Hurry up with those lights, Tom.
I'm doing my best.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just so grateful.
Don't be.
Not just for Christmas, for everything. If it hadn't been for you, I don't know what would have happened to me.
If it hadn't been for you, my life would have been infinitely more dull.
What do you mean?
I love having you as my flatmate. Life's so much more interesting with you around to share it.
Ta-da!
We have beautiful. Tom. Now Christmas can really begin.
Jim gave him a computer game.
Oh, yes.
Driving a fast car.
Very fast. Superb graphics, apparently.
Oh, dear.
Daniel thinks it's totally awesome.
How was your Christmas dinner?
Wonderful. Ruth did a terrific job.
How was yours?
Oh, it was okay.
Oh, it was delicious.
But? Oh, you know what Jim's like.
Oh, it was only the cranberry sauce.
Well, if that's all.
An American custom, inappropriate for a British Christmas.
Sounds like you got off very lightly.
It was a 5-minute lecture. Oh, Daniel was vastly amused.
Did you hear about Elizabeth's disaster?
With the Christmas pudding, yes. Nigel told me he'd been a bit overzealous with the brandy.
It's lucky they didn't burn the house down.
I think they were both so exhausted. I know I was. Oh, hello, Jim.
Oh, this is where you're hiding.
I'm not hiding. I'm just helping Shula prepare the salads for this evening.
Well, I hope you're going to join in the party games. Kenton and I have devised a veritable feast of fun.
Good-o.
What on earth is that?
Beetroot salad.
Beetroot? Oh, dear.
You're surely not going to tell us that beetroot is American.
American? Of course not. Unlike cranberries.
Well, this winter salad of beetroot, celery and apple is definitely British.
I can remember Gran making that.
And she got it from her gran, who claimed that beetroot was excellent for cleansing the blood and purifying the liver.
Well, that's an old wives' tale, if ever I heard one.
And she said it was a cure for baldness.
Ha!
You may mock, Jim, but Phil's father had a fine head of hair until the day he died. Didn't he, Shula?
Indeed he did.
Well, we don't have to eat the stuff at Christmas, do we?
Queen Victoria had curried rabbit for her Christmas dinner. Did you know that?
Another lot?
Oh, not quite. I've still got a couple of tables to clear.
But everyone stopped eating,
yeah? Oh, at last. Oh,
that's a relief.
Even the bloke who had 3 helpings of Christmas pud has finally admitted defeat.
Thank goodness for that, because that mess of crumbs there is all that's left.
Oh,
and we're clean out of brandy butter.
Oh, that brandy butter was fab. A couple of spoonfuls of that and you'd be over the limit.
Well, yeah, but I reckon my hand must have slipped pouring the brandy in. But no complaints, eh?
Oh, complaints? Quite the opposite.
opposite. Huh? Everyone sends her compliments to the chef.
Nice one.
Including Emmy and Rollo.
Good. Oh, well, have they gone?
Yeah, so okay. They'll see you later.
Okay, well, I couldn't have done it without you, darling, and that's a fact.
You and me, Dad. What team, eh?
Hey, all right, Jazza?
Oh, hi, Ed.
Shouldn't you be a bit arise?
I'm fleeing for my family.
Eh?
How was your Christmas dinner?
Oh, it was great. Been at my mum and dad's. Well, so what's been going on?
What usually happens when the McCreary clan gather? Drink was taken and old grudges were remembered.
Oh dear.
My brother Stu ended up having an argument with my ma's boyfriend, and he ended up punching him in the mouth.
Oh no.
Thought it was wise to hide the carving knife, you know.
Well, so you come to Ambridge for a civilised evening, have you?
Exactly. You get in the bill?
Well, I've got to do the milking.
Oh, after that?
Yeah, okay. I'll pop in for a pint.
I'll see you later then, eh?
I thought I'd better bring the rest of these plates and cups out.
Oh, thank you, darling.
They're rather liable to get trampled underfoot.
I'll close the door, shall I?
Oh, thanks. You don't mind if I lurk about in here till this game's over, do you?
What are they doing?
Well, everyone has to sit on a balloon, and if it bursts, you get a forfeit. I've always hated bursting balloons.
Oh, I see.
So, of course, it ends up with the grown-ups getting all the forfeits. Phil had to speak for a minute without hesitation, repetition or deviation on The Sky at Night.
Oh, too easy.
Only 1 minute, he'd find that tricky.
And Davies just had to sing I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt to the tune of the German national anthem.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
Well, I'm sure Josh will show you the video.
Oh, he loves that video camera, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. But we're going to have to be a bit careful when he's around. Kathy came out of the loo with her skirt caught in the back of her knickers.
Oh, no!
Yes! And instead of telling her, he filmed it.
So what are you all doing lurking out here?
I'm just perfecting my recipe for parsnip cordials.
What?
Could you shut the door, please, Jim?
Oh, righto. Although, you really ought to see this. Nigel being a gorilla.
Seen it.
That's one of Nigel's party pieces. He used to have a gorilla suit, but now he does it naked, as it were.
Kenton gave it to him as a forfeit.
Kenton knows how to please a crowd.
He does, doesn't he? He's going to be the most wonderful mine host of the cafe bar.
Not if he makes the customers do forfeits.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
I can't understand what Kathy's problem is.
You mean with Kenton?
Yes.
And the cafe bar?
She's such a wet blanket. She doesn't understand him at all.
Perhaps it's because she
Knows what?
Oh, no, not a call out, please.
Hello?
Because Kathy knows what?
Shut up, Dad. What's the problem, Ed?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I can hear her. Now, what's the problem exactly? Yeah. And did you try getting her up? I see. No problem. I'm on my way.
Oh.
Sorry, folks. Gotta go. Cow down at Grange Farm. See you in a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very thoughtless.
Yes. Cows these days. No consideration at all.
I'm so sorry to drag you out, Alistair.
Ah, don't worry about it.
Of all the days this could have happened.
Ah, I was ready for a breath of fresh air. All right, old girl, nearly done.
Such a stupid thing.
It's all too easy, I'm afraid.
I was just walking them back to their lying area and another cow tried to mount her. And her legs just splayed out like that.
All right.
Oh, it's my own stupid fault. If I wasn't in such a rush to get home this morning to see George, I did a pretty quick job of scraping the yard, you
Look,
see.
Don't blame yourself. It could have happened any time. There we are. All done.
But if it hadn't been so slippery...
Well, as
then...
far as I can tell, she hasn't broken her pelvis.
Oh, thank God for that.
So, best thing we can do is get her inside and make her comfortable. Got a tarpaulin we can hoist her with?
Yeah, especially for that job.
OK, I'll give her a shot of painkiller and then we'll have to get her on it.
It's got rings on it for hooking onto the loader.
Ideal.
I'd have called my dad to help, but he's probably half cut by now.
No, we should be able to manage. Just the two of us.
Oh, it's Christmas.
was always like that in your house.
Oh, it's a family tradition. Some people wear funny hats and do party games. We do shouting and fighting. You should have come here. I wish I had. Everybody's saying what a great feast you laid on.
It was a triumph, wasn't it, Dad? Oh. Mind you, I'm completely knackered.
Such a glow about you.
Oh, God, do I smell?
No. I mean, the glow of achievement.
No, I really should go and have a shower.
You look rosy and radiant.
I haven't got the energy.
And utterly lovely.
Didn't she just?
Oh, look at that. I've got gravy in my hair.
Pay attention, Fallon. Your friend here is trying to pay you a compliment.
What?
I'm only saying you look really nice.
Well, it's very sweet of you, Jazzer, but I think you must be a bit pie-eyed.
I'm perfectly sober.
Hey, by the way, Jazz, what were you up to the other night with that stretch limo?
What?
Well, didn't your mum tell you?
No.
That was nothing.
Nothing? This thing pulls into the car park and we're all expecting a hen party instead of which.
I was just down on a few extra bob.
Who should come waltzing in but Jazzer here? All done up in a DJ, bow tie, the lot.
Doing a bit of driving, that's all.
Ah, but you weren't though, were you?
When was this?
Wednesday. You'd gone to some party.
I saw, mate. There was a driver sitting out in the car.
I think Eddie's trying to get your attention there, Wayne.
Huh?
Oh, there, look. He's waving.
Oh, what's he doing?
Well, you better go and see Dad. He's going to fall off that stool if he's not careful.
Okay, back in a minute.
What did I say? Anyway, tell me about this stretch limo.
It was nothing.
Oh, no, come on, tell me.
Okay. You remember what you said to me about a grand gesture?
What?
Well, you said if I wanted to impress a lassie...
Hello, you two.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Mind if I join you?
No, help yourself. Is Brenda with you?
Yeah, she's just talking to Clary. Oh. We've come in for a quick stiffener before facing an evening at Willow Farm.
Why do you need a stiffener?
Vicky.
Oh, right, yeah, okay, I get it.
Anyway, how are you, Jazza? Having a good one?
I was doing fine.
Telling me about his grand gesture.
What?
He hired this stretch limo and drove all the way over here.
Who in their right mind would let you behind the wheel of a limo?
And he dressed up in a DJ.
How many points have you got on your licence?
With a dicky bow and everything.
Really? Oh, I'd have paid good money to see that.
Me too. I wish I'd been here.
I did it for you, Fallon.
What?
I went to this stupid party, which was no fun at all.
What did you say?
What?
Nothing. I'm going outside for a fag.
Oh dear. What's the matter with him?
Now, if we can just get the tarpaulin out from under her, I'll support her back end.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming.
All right, LK.
Yeah, that's got it.
Well done. Now, you'll need to grab one of those small bales and wedge it behind her, so she's firmly supported.
Yeah, OK.
And then we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed.
What about feeding her?
Yeah, you'll need to bring her over some hay and a bucket of water.
OK.
Put them where she can reach and keep an eye on her.
Yeah, of course.
If she still seems to be in pain, give me a call. But with any luck, she'll get up of her own accord in a couple of days.
Oh, it's a good job you were around, Alistair. I just couldn't believe that... I mean, this is the first time since I took over the herd that anything's gone wrong, and it had to happen today.
Yeah, it's off on the way. But you can get back to the family now.
Yeah, as soon as I've sorted her feed, I will.
And I can get back to mine.
Cheers, Alistair. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and yours, Ed.
Hey, Jazza, over here. I got you a pint.
Oh, cheers, mate.
There you go.
That's better.
Sit down for a bit. You okay?
Aye.
Only, I heard what you said.
What?
Over there, when we were sitting with Fallon, and we were joking about you hiring that limo.
Oh, that.
You said you did it for her, for Fallon.
Aye.
So, how long have you felt like this?
Jeez, Tom, I don't know. Ages.
Are you in love with her?
I suppose I must be. Never felt like this before. It's a real pain in the neck, I can tell you. It's making me behave like a total idiot. I just don't know what to do anymore.
Well, it's obvious. You've got to tell her.
Oh, Tom, I've tried. She just doesn't get it. I mean, look at her laughing her socks off her there. Completely unaware of my... poor aching heart. Aye, big joke, innit?
No, not at all.
So I'm gearing up, Tom. There's a new year coming. I'm going to forget all about Fallon and resign myself to the single life.